Today's daf is daf Chof Beis.
Yes, indeedy. And we're going to continue, try to get to the bottom of this question. The question being whether a Baal, who is Mefer, that is the root of his wife, is he Oker, the technical word being Miaker Akar, does he uproot it from the very beginning, make it, at least what would appear to be the equivalent of the Bitul of a Chacham, so that it's as if it never occurred, or is he Megis Gaius, is the technical term, does he simply cut it at this point forwards? So we brought a raya yesterday from the case of the woman who completed her nizirut and she had her chatat and what to do with the chatat. We called her a chatat shemetu baale. It turned out that we didn't have any raya from there. We didn't have any raya from the story of the woman who was shotayayin and her husband. We didn't have a raya from there either. And so today we want to bring a raya in the first line. Look at this.
Shouldn't we learn some of this from the neder? The question of
Sure.
It means it's much different by implication?
No. It's exactly the same, as a matter of fact. It's not different in the least. But very often, the Gemara will go through a sugya in one context and go through the same sugya in the other context. And will bring, as it often does, the same Gemaras and the same proofs and so on. Because remember that each Mesechet is a description of an interwoven, which is what the word Mesechet means, an interwoven contextual, which is what context means. It means weave. The same word as Masechet is context. And therefore it has to give you the entree into that table, which everybody's sitting, the Beit Midrash, discussing all of these issues. Otherwise we could cut out half a shas, because certainly half of it is repetitious. More. Right, so you're going to keep finding the same sugya again and again and again. Each time you enter into a Beit Midrash, it's dealing with that issue. But contextually, the context is everything.
But repetitively it says, we've already answered that question over here, why don't we bring it up again? This,
No, I'm saying that it is applicable if the Torah was only interested in information. In other words, if the Shas was there, was written to give you a list of information, that's an absolutely correct question. So it's a big waste of time. But remember that information in Torah, in actual terms, but people didn't realize it until very recently, that the word information doesn't even mean anything unless it has a context. There has to be a reference. If there isn't, then there's no information. It's just arbitrary. It's whatever you look at as information. So the Torah is not a list of facts. It's the description of an overall structure of reality. If you can't reconstruct that just by having facts. So if I'm dealing with the concept of Nizirut, I've got to see what that means. The only way I'm going to see what it means is in its full context. So, today the Gemara wants to bring a raya from Tashma. First line. Ha'isha shenadra b'nazir v'nitmeh. By the way, that's a big problem in a lot of daf yomis. They think the Gemara is interested in telling you facts. No, really. So it comes out just boring and, you know, just meaningless. Either you enter into the daf yomi milieu, which is the Torah's milieu, and then you're talking with Rabbi Akiva, and you're talking, or you're just, you know, you might as well pick up a book. Like Uncle Art.
This shiur has spoiled me for other shiuring when I'm.
That's not why, but that's why, yeah, because it's exactly. The fun. You have to have the fun. If you don't have the fun, you see, now these guys, the ones who don't know how to say Boker Or, they end up not having fun. And then that's it. They're no longer learning Torah. They're just they're learning some weird facts. Religion called Judaism or something like that. It's got nothing to do with what we're doing.
Information.
Yeah. So anyway, as we go. By the way, the word information is formed of the word information, which means that you can't even lock that up either, right? Tashma, ha'isha shenadra b'nazir v'nitmeh. And here's the Gemara we had before, and I promised you yesterday we were going to have it again. Isn't that exciting? So we have the same case of a woman who was noderet, but in this case, instead of ending up with a chatat be'ima, which we had yesterday, and then of course there's no eight, so what are you going to do with a chatat be'ima if you're not a complete nazira and you finish the nazirut? You can't bring it on the mizbeach, but here she's got not a chatat be'ima because she was tameya, she has a chatat ha'of, right? The pair of the olat of and the chatat ha'of. She was nitmeid, and the husband is made for love. But she had already been mafrisha, her katata of and her olata of. The din is, mevia katata of, veina mevia olata of. Now how in the world can we understand this if you hold that the Baal is Megas Gaius. Isar Kadaitach Baal Megas Gaius. What would that be saying? That up until this moment, she was a Nizira, she became Tbeah as a Nizira, and she set aside Korbanot as a Nizira, so why that can't she bring the Korbanot as a Nizira? So let her bring her Chatata, her Olatov too. What's the problem over here? Tete Nami Olatov. So therefore, it cannot be that the Baal is Megas Gaius. Says the Gemara, I understand, but you don't have a better solution. Elamite. I mean, there were only two options. So you're saying the Baal is not Megas Gaius, the Baal is Miakar Aka. So that means that she never was a Nizira. So what the heck is she doing bringing a Chatata off then? She shouldn't be able to bring a Chatata off either. You can't have a half of the way. So then Chatata off Nami Lo Taite. Now the truth is Achinami. She isn't really Chayevet in the Chatata off. The only reason that we're allowing her to bring the Chatata off is because we have an excuse. She was already Matfisha the Chatata off. Remember that Chatata Of is a weird carbon. It's the only carbon that doesn't have any part of it on the Mizbeah. So ultimately, there's no problem. That's why we bring a Chatata Of Mitzada Safek. Let's say if we have a Yoled that has to bring her carbonot to become Uteret Bachilat Kodashim, she'll bring a Chatata Of Mitzada Safek. So how can you bring something Mitzada Safek? I can't if I have to bring it on the Mizbeah. But a Chatata Of, I throw the whole thing onto the Mokam HaDesh and there's nothing on the Mizbeah. If that's the case, we allow you to bring a Chatata off under those circumstances. Here, since she was already mafrisha the Chatata off, what are we going to do with it? We have a good excuse to bring it. And that excuse is Rebbe Elazar HaKafar Baribi. Vamani Rebbe Elazar HaKafar Baribi, Hitatanya. Rebbe Elazar HaKafar Baribi Omer, Ma Talmud Omar Masher Chatala Nefesh, V'chibeizo Nefesh Chatazeh. He was talking about the context of a person who's Mekabel Ta'anit. And he was saying, somebody who accepts a ta'anit on himself is considered to be a chote. Because he says, take a look at the din of Nazir. The Torah calls a Nazir a chote al nefesh. What, did he murder somebody? In what sense is he a chote al nefesh? He sinned against his own living principle. Because he took away some of the joy of his life. He wasn't able to drink wine. What's life without alcohol? And therefore, he's called a chote. This Nazir, all he did was he's Mitzayer himself from coffee, from Yayin, and Nikra, we got Richard's attention, and Nikra Chote, HaMitzayer Atzmo Mikol Davar V'Davar, Alachat Kama V'Kama, certainly somebody is so cruel to his own soul as to deprive himself of nourishment, even just for a day, is an evil man. Because of that, he needs... No, it's a tiny... He's referring to a tiny... We have a new member. Look at that. Your father knew you were there before you were actually there. He had turned his head. Is that love or not? So, Toshma. Okay, so what do we come out according to this? There's only one way to understand the Braita. And that is that the Baal is Miyakar Akar, right? Because if the Baal is Megas Gaius, we don't understand why you're not bringing an Olato. Gentlemen. So then we seem to have ended up with a Shema Mina here. It's weird because it doesn't say so. But I mean, that's certainly, if you analyze the sugya, that's what happened. And yet, for some reason, the Gemara goes on now with a Tashma to bring a Raya, which is the exact opposite of the Raya that we just brought. And that's going to be a little bit of a problem. The Tanya Ba'ati says, "Beferush in the Brayta, Aisha shenadra b'nazir v'shamacha v'ertava amra v'ani." So you're a woman, makes yourself a nazira, comes along now her friend and says, "Me too." Now comes along the husband of number one, Baba Alasha Rishana. Beferla, he now cancels, or whatever afora is, her neder. The din is that she is muteret, but chaverta is asura. Now, Shema Amina, Baal Megas Gaius. Obviously, that means that the husband has cut the netter of number one at the time that he said Mufarla. Because if he undid the netter at the root, then the second one would automatically be Buterit because there was no Nizirut to be Tofeset. We had exactly the same case where a guy said, I'm a Nazir, then he went to Mushayel on his Nizirus by a Chokham. The Chokham is always Ma'aker from the beginning. So that if someone else had made his Nizirut, dependent on that guy's Nizirut, since after the Atarat HaKakam, the Nizirut was non-existent, So then obviously both of them are mutter. Since over here it says both of them are not mutter, it's clear, therefore, that the Baal is not the equivalent of a chacham, and that he does not oker the neder milakatkila, and therefore it's a cancellation from this point onwards. Anybody who made it dependent on what happened before is still going to be a nezira, correct? Now this is a direct contradiction to the previous bright, which is weird. In other words, the Gemara just proved something that a moment ago, and here it says Shmamina. Shmamina Baal Megas Gaius. In the previous Braita, we proved, actually, for some reason, we didn't want to say Shmamina. But we did prove Shmamina Baal Megas Karaka, because there was no other way of reading it. Says Tosis, this is really weird, because the Gemara doesn't do that kind of thing. Anyway, bring a Braita, ignore it, bring another Braita, it's the opposite, but we ended up with one way. What's that mean? So Tosis is the obvious answer. The only way we explained the previous braita was Alibi de Rabbi Elazar Kafar Barish. But according to the Rabbanan, let's say the Nazir is Nikra Kadosh, they may disagree with the whole thing. In other words, maybe surprisingly, that the question of whether Baal Megas Gaius or Okar Ukure is actually a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar Kafar Barish and the Rabbanan. So that this braita that says Shemamina is actually a Shemamina, but not Alibi de Rabbi Elazar. It's true that Rabbi Elazar, we just saw, he's the one who's saying she should bring her Khatatov and not her Olatov. And the only way we understood that was to say that the Baal is not Megas Gaius. It's not Biokrach, right? Okay, so therefore, we've got indeed a contradiction. According to this Braita, the Baal is Megas Gaius. According to the other Braita, the Baal is Biokrach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, now this is a continuation of the Braita. It's not directly relevant to what we just said, perhaps.
Yeah. But according to that, Rabbi Eliezer, is he have to go all the way back to the beginning? I mean, right just before the beginning, or just at this point? For
If you hold that the Baal is Ma'akir, we're going to see about that.
Okay, how far back
did
you go?
We'll see about that. That's a very interesting point that Rabbi Natam raises in a moment. Let's hold on for one moment. So, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Amra Laharini Kimoteich. Now, says Rabbi Shimon, this is all very good if she said this is the way most learn. Some learn that it's not. It's even the way that we just said it, and he's arguing in the Rabbanan. Most Rishonim learn, he's saying a different statement. If instead of saying Ani, what she would have said was Hareini Kimotech, I want to be as you are. So then, if this first one ends up becoming a non-Nizira because of the Hafarat HaBaal, since this one says I want to be what you are, well, if you aren't, then I aren't. So in that case, Shteyan Mutarot. Now Tosus asks the obvious question. Even if a person would be Mekabel Nezirutah themselves and would say, but I want it canceled in the event of this and this, or I'm keeping by the Zirut only until such time as this woman's husband isn't made for her my friend's Nezirut. Would that work? Of course not, because Ein Nezirut L'Chatzayim. Right? So even if you spelled it out and you said, I want to be a Nezira, but if this woman becomes Muteret because of her husband's Hafara, I too want to become Muteret. And I'm putting that into my Nezirut. You know, we'll say, the heck with you, lady. You said you're a Nezira. That's the only part we heard. The rest is Pirushim that don't register because you can't make yourself a Nezira that can be canceled by somebody else's husband. So how in the world? So she said Kimoteh. So what? What does that mean? Therefore, Tosis explains that the meaning of Rabbi Shimon is that the Kemotech is meant to be read as a Tznai in the Nezirut. If you end up indeed keeping your Nezirut, I always know you're a big talker. So if you're really going to be a Nezira, I'll be a Nezira. But if it turns out that you manage to get out of it, like you always do, it's your husband is going to come, I don't care what the circumstances are, then I'm telling you right now, I don't want to be a Nezira at all. It's not that the Nezirut was chal on you, the Nezirut was chala, and your husband canceled it. On me, the Nezirut should never be chal. If you end up getting out of it, I don't want the Nezirut. That's a Tanai like any other Tanai. And therefore, it would be binding.
And then if you don't make guy, she would be
Elkar. She would be Elkar, no matter what. Exactly, because that's the only way it could possibly work. All right. Now, here is the way Scott just raised the issue. We could read the following. I wouldn't have introduced it this way, but because he raised the issue, let me indeed introduce it this way, which is the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in the following sugya. I must say, I do have a prejudice in favor of this pshat. As you'll see, it's very difficult the other way. Marzutra Bereder of Mori Omar. According to this, the way that Rabbi Tam understands it, Marzutra Bereder of Mori is a direct response to the contradiction just raised. In one brayta we came out, like Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, that the Baal must be Miakarab. In the other brayta we came out, that the Baal must be Megi's guys. Comes along Marzutra Bereder of Mori and say, you guys are missing the boat, because there's another issue that needs to be taken into consideration. Good heavens.
Is there a movie on this flight?
Coffee, tea, or milk? Either we have the cops in the background, or the ambulances, or the airplane moving in. So, why are you missing the boat? Because you're not taking into consideration an alternative. And here's the alternative. Remember we had back in the Dorim the question that was raised by Romy Bar Choma. If a guy is matvis a kikar in basar shlamim, what is he referring to? Is he referring to basar shlamim after the zrikat adam, in which case it's mutar, because you're allowed to eat shlamim? Or is he referring to basar shlamim as it was initially, before zrikat adam, in which case he's saying this kikar should be a korban, and it's asur? What's the din? Now, take that issue and put it into our brayta. How come you didn't consider that issue? You're saying a woman said vani. Okay, fine. It turns out that the husband afterwards cancels her nazirut. But if we assume for a moment, as Scott raised the question, that there are three levels of cancellation. See, until now we simplified matters. We said, if the Baal is Megi's guy, that means he cuts it. That's what the word means. Cut it. Now, from this point on, she's not, up until now she was. If the Baal is Miyokarakar, basically that works the same way that a Chacham's Hatara works. There never was a Neder.
Annulment.
Right? Annulment from the beginning. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, that's not so poshut. Because let's consider the mechanism. If a Chacham comes along now and he cancels a Neder, how does he cancel the Neder? By making it a Ta'ut. Either Charata, a Petah. Would you ever have made a Neder? No, I never would have made a Neder. Okay. Obviously, that's not what happens when the Baal is going to use his Koach of Hakvarah. He's saying, you wanted to make the Neder. I have the ability of canceling that Neder. No, you don't. Says Rabbi Rutan, no, you don't. You have the ability of telling that woman she doesn't have to keep that Neder. That's all. That's not the same thing as saying the Neder was never made. That's not the same thing as saying the Neder had no validity. It's just simply the Torah says the chiyuv of a woman to keep a neder is dependent on her husband's ratzon. That's all that it means. Yeah, veto on your chiyuv to keep it. But I don't really deal with your neder directly.
It takes effect.
Yeah, it takes effect, and I say you don't have to keep it. So if that's the case, if this we consider to be the same as a basar shlamim, so then let's consider what did a friend mean when she said me too. Did she mean me too in your state as it is with your husband's hafara? Like you would say me too to the basar v'shlamim after it already was nizrak adam? Or does he say this kikar is like this, which is the me too in the nedarim sense, the way it was mi'ikara? The essence before it cooled off, it's tanana is a language that we use for cooling off, meaning whatever ancillary issues take place to change the state. In the case of the Shlomim, obviously, it's the Zrikat Adam. In the case of the Nazirut, it's the Afarata Babu. Whatever it is that cools down the Yisr, does the person mean to refer to the situation after the cool-off, or does he mean to refer to it in its essence, V'ikara? If it's in its essence, the Afarava Baal, even assuming that the first Brayta was correct, and that the Baal indeed is Miyakaraka, you do not have to change your opinion just because of this Brayta. This is how the Rabbeinu Tam learns the sugya, so that Marzutra Bereder of Mori is making the point that if you take into consideration Rami Bar Choma, then you jump to the conclusions in understanding that the only way that this brayta would work would be through saying Dafka has to be that the Megi's guy is. Because after all, why should one be muteret and the other one be asura, unless there was a nazirut at one point or another. There was a nazirut at one point or another. It's called the ikar. Did the woman have a nazirut? Never. Was there a neder of nazirut? Absolutely. His hafara, though, doesn't take away that fact. It just takes away her din in this nazirut. All right. Let's see that inside, if that's the purge. I think, basically, I think this all boils down to the issue from Rami Bar Choma that we raised way back in the beginning of the Dornim. We're over there, boy Rami Bar Choma. If a guy says, Arei alayke b'sar zevach shlami, mao. Kim bitvis inish bi'ikaram matvis, odoma b'tznanam matvis. If a person has a buyer to make something now the source of the yisr that he's going to utilize as a referent, okay, I want this to be like this. Does he mean the way it is in its essence, or does he mean the way it is in the current situation has taken away some of the yisr, sinana, cooled it off? Says the Gemara, wait a second, it's not the same at all. What do you mean? Me dami? I mean, hatam given the Omar Harea like it besides Zevach Shlamim, okay? A guy saying besides Zevach Shlamim, you're saying maybe he means ki besides Zevach Shlamim after the Zevach Shlamim already cooled off. Is this guy stupid or something? What do you mean it's Zevach Shlamim after cooled off? So you might as well say, it's like the steak at the corner. Elamai, why do we consider it to be a reasonable statement? Because a Zevach Shlamim is not the steak at the corner. The steak at the corner you could take on a bus to Tel Aviv. The Zevach Shlamim you cannot take to Tel Aviv. You can only eat it inside the Pamot of Yerushalayim. So now, if the guy indeed is saying this kikar should be like a Shlamim, even if he meant it should be like a Shlamim after Zrikat Adam, it's not as if he's saying nothing. He's giving it a level of Kedusha, a level of Isser, and he thinks that he can give that level of carbon. Not Isser carbon, but maybe Isser Yaitzeh. He can't take it out of Yerushalayim, whatever. But at least it means something. I mean, over here, what are you going to say? I make myself a Nazirah who isn't. I mean, that's crazy. Obviously, the reference would have to be going back to the original Nazirut. Right? Therefore, this case doesn't even have anything to do with the question of Rami Bar Choma, whether it's the current state or the initial state. Of course it's the initial state. People aren't stupid. I want to be a Nazirah who isn't a Nazirah. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense at all. So in this case, for sure, midami hatam given the yomah harei like ipsar zevach shlamim. Okay, it still makes sense. Afagav de lachash nizrak damo matziyachole b'chutz migdash kodesh. Could a guy now take this outside of Beit HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim? Even though it's after nizrak dam, it's kodesh. So he's saying something. I want this to be kodesh. Mashenken hacha isa k'daytik b'tznana kamatvis. If you're going to tell me that indeed it was in the cooled off state. There is no cooled off state. The cooled off state is a zero state. There's nothing left. I'd be saying a meaningless statement. Ikiri Amri. Others say, indeed, Hainu de Rami Bar Choma Vadai. That's the whole point. This is exactly what Rami Bar Choma would be pointing out. Forget the whole discussion. If Rami Bar Choma was willing to entertain by the Shlomim, that the Shlomim would be usher because of the Iker. So you're for sure. Vadai it would mean. This is the only thing it could mean. So her friend, therefore, was going back to the fact that the Nazirut had been made. And therefore, you do not need to conclude Balmiga's guidance. Okay, that's the Rabbeinu Tam's approach. Now, all the other Rishonim do not make this distinction between the Balmi Akar and the Chacham, who is Oker Lemafreya. Same language, same idea. And therefore, they do not have the option of having this pirush, okay? So they learn, but this is a remarkable thing, because this adds a third possibility we've never considered before about the nature of the existence of a neder to your current state. Remember, we had the difference between charata, petach, even in what it is that a chacham does, but the end result is that we say we try to turn that petach into a charata. Right? Here in the terms of the Baal, we have two different possibilities, which each of which is different than the possibilities of the Chacham being Eikel Lamafreya, according to Rabbi Dutan. Fascinating. If you don't hold of this new subtle approach, then you have to learn that Marzutra, Bereder of Mori, is not coming to address the raya that we just had from the Braita, because it's irrelevant. Whether the Balmigas guys, this, whatever we proved, we had to prove it. It's true. But what Marzucha Breda Ramari was doing was saying, by the way, isn't this Braita also a solution to the question of Rabbi Bar Chama? Because after all, Rabbi Bar Chama was asking, what's the din? By a bizarre Zevach Shlamim, what's the din? Does he mean current state or does he mean initial state? Hey, over here it says, the woman who made herself an Azira made herself an Azira in the initial state before the Baal was making his Gaius. Why don't we say she made herself an Azira in the state after the Hafara? Just like by the Batzer Shlamim. You could refer to the Batzer Shlamim as the Batzer Shlamim as it originally was. You refer to the Batzer Shlamim as it is after the Zrika. Here too, I'm making myself an Azira. I can make myself an Azira as she was initially. I can make myself an Azira as she was after the Zrikat Adam. You see from here that the Braita takes for granted that indeed the intent is the initial state, not the current state. Therefore, when a person took a look at a piece of shlamim, he said, this kikar is like the shlamim, he meant the initial state, not the cooled off state. That's all, a separate question. This Braita proves the issue that Rabbi Bar Chama had raised, to which the Gemara responds, Mapito. It's not the same at all. In the Braita, you don't have two possibilities. Why would anybody say, I'm a Nazira who is not a Nazira? But you certainly could say, this kikar should be like a shlamim after Zrikat Adam and should have the Kedusha that asks it in Yotze or whatever. I mean, it means something at least to be matvis in Basar Shlamim after Zrikat. That's all. Very simple. Nothing to do with the issue of Iker, Maker, or Gimikas guys at all. We're just using a bright as a raya. And the Gemara's doch and a raya by saying no. What do you mean? There's no option. And then we have the other lush that says, well, what's the difference? If a person, in fact, has in mind to make something like something else, forget about whether it's logical or not. What did he mean? I know the Rami Bar Chama Vadai. This is exactly what Rami Bar Chama wanted to know. What does a person have in mind? Original status or ultimate status? That's all. And this is a good raya. And leave it at that. Okay, so two very, very different approaches to this sugya. The next thing that we spoke about here is the Lashonos. We had here the question of Vani, and I told you I would mention it. Rabbi Shimon who says, Im amra la areni kemoteich. Now there are those who learn that we explain her language as meaning areni kemoteich, always, and that Rabbi Shimon was arguing with the Tanakhama. So the next thing we had was a change in language. How about if she says, Hareini Nizera be'ikvayich? Now, ikvayich has a very interesting history. Because, I mean, be'ikvei hatson. Vaya ekev tishva'un. The idea of ekev over there is till the bitter end, right? Ikvata de Mashiach. Rabbi Akiva. Mirosho v'ad akevo. So does ikvayich mean just a... Yeah, simple, naive language. I follow in your footsteps. Doesn't mean I'm going to follow you until you jump off the bridge. Just means you started being in Azira, I'll start being in Azira. Or does it mean whatever happens to thee, happeneth to me? And so on. Yeah, the whole thing. So that's the question. Ma, does she mean, Hareini b'ikvayich b'kula milta v'sharya? So are we saying, whatever happened to you, so if your husband was matir, so then this becomes a tnai in the zirut? Oh, Dilma, or does she mean, I am following your footsteps vis-a-vis your being in Nazira, not being in Nazira. Kemekami delay falabala, up until the point, of course, her husband would be made for something at tonight. Via Sira. Says the Gemara, let's bring a proof from the following. Here we got our Mishnah. The woman makes a Nazirut, her husband hears, and he says, me too. Enoya chola hafer. He cannot be made. Now again, we're assuming, as we always do, we love to take this Mishnah, every time make the same wrong assumption, so that then we can come to the right trap at the end, right? Let's make our wrong assumption again. The reason that he cannot be made for is because if he would be made for hers, then he would be made for his own. And a man cannot be made for his own netter. Since he made his netter dependent on her netter, of course it turns out that's not what it's about at all. It's just about the fact that when he says Vani, he indicated approval. Okay, we'll get to that in the end, of course, we always do. But We love the journey. So here we go. We're going up again. We're going up now slowly. So we're assuming that, what's the din? He can't be mefer because his neder is dependent in her neder. Now, it's true that this Baal never said be'ikvayach. All he said was me too, right? But a Baal who says me too is similar to a woman who says be'ikvayach. Why is that? Because the Baal knows all along that the right to this zirut is in his hand. You see? So by him, by definition, he's always taking into consideration the potential of hafara. Somebody else may not be taking that into consideration. If you just say vani, it's okay, vani, I should be what you are. Maybe if you say bikvayach, you're referring to a history, that which may be coming. But a Baal for sure is talking about that which may be coming, because it's up to him what which may be coming. See, he's the equivalent of saying bikvayach, even if he says vani. And it says clearly over here, he cannot be made for the netter, which apparently means that when you say bikvayach, you mean whatever happens to you will happen to me. And therefore, since if you're going to cancel her netter, you're going to cancel your own netter, you can't do that. Therefore, he cannot be mefer. Which proves to us, says the Gemara, Isak adaitach, ki omar lo harini bi'ikvayach, bi'ikaraka matvis. If all you mean, when you say, I follow you, is that however you began, that's how I begin, and the rest of it is irrelevant, why can't he be mefer her netter and keep his netter? Because the two of them are not connected. They're not interconnected at all. So he would be just referring to the beginning of the process of her nezirut. Let him cancel her nezirut and keep his own nezirut. What's the problem? I don't understand. Clearly, therefore, the word bikvayach means we are completely late. And whatever happens to you happens to me. So shmamina bekula milta matvis, and that proves it. And that's why he can't be mefer, because he would be trying to be doing his own afar on his own matter. The ilkachu to lo matzi mefer. But if he weren't the husband, if he were another individual in the circumstances who said beikvayah, such as her friend, the case that you raise, ha'isha in this circumstances, do amra vareni beikvayah, indeed is mutarit. If the husband of the first one is mefer, since she said, I will follow you to the bitter end, then if the end wasn't so bitter, she gets the bright side of it. The problem in our Mishnah has nothing to do with this issue at all. The reason that he can't be mefer is not because he can't be mefer his own netter, for heaven's sakes. It's as we've said it so many times before. The moment he says, me too, that is the equivalent of saying, I like it, I like it. And saying, I like it, is a kiyum. So then he was kiyum l'chidami. It's as if he said, kome kiyum l'chidami. As if he says, I am a kiyum that. V'im mitchel akamato. But indeed, if he would go to a chokor and be shoyal on our karma, which we said you could do, so then he could go now and be made for. And we wouldn't say, but how can you be made for your own netter? Be made for my own netter. I will remain a nazir, and she will not. Because perhaps bikvayach does not mean bikvayach till the bitter end. So therefore, if he's michel akamato matzi mefer, the ilo, lo. Next thing we had in the Mishnah was, hareini nazir, I am a nazir, ve'at, and you dear, what would you like to be? No pressure, of course. So what's the halacha over there? If she says amen, he can still be made for hers, in that case, for shalom kayam, because he didn't make one dependent in the other in any way. It's not the same as his saying amen to a nezirut that she made, in which case he would be mekayem or nezirut. Asks the Gemara from a brayta that seems to say the exact opposite. Raminu, hareini nazir, ve'at, and you dear, ve'amra amen, shneihem asurim. So first of all, they're both usur, which means it doesn't give you the option of hafara, okay? Furthermore, the braita says something else. V'im lav, shneihem mutarim. It's only if she said yes that he is a nazir. That means according to the braita, the two are completely linked. The two of them are completely interlinked. Now in your Mishnah that we just had, you said, nothing to do with one another. He asked her, does she want to be a nazir? If she says yes, he could still be made for her Nazirut, which is the first part that the Braita disagrees with. And if she doesn't say yes, obviously he's also a Nazir. One has nothing to do with the other. And here the Braita says, no, it has everything to do with the other. If she's a Nazir, then he's a Nazir. If not, he's not a Nazir. And if she is a Nazir, well, then there's nothing he can do about it. Shneim Asurim. Now, what are you going to do about this in light of the Mishnah? A complete and absolute contradiction on every level to the Mishnah. Omer of Yehuda, look, forget it. Change the gears in the bright time. It makes no sense. Change the gears. Tani meferet shalav shelo kayam. You know, you have to insert in the beginning of this braita that no, he can be mefer, just like the Mishnah said. Not like you thought that he can't be mefer. Even though it's true that the continuation of this braita definitely still seems to say that the two nedarim are interlinked. Okay, maybe that's true. But the Baal still can go ahead and be Megas Gaius. That part is true. Okay. Omar Abaya. Abaya says you can read it exactly as you said it. You know something? You must be reading it without any tonality. Okay? Because you can say the same thing in two completely different ways. I mean, if you say, I am a Nazir, and you, dear? That doesn't mean the same thing as saying, I am a Nazir and you. Which should mean, I am a Nazir only if you are a Nazir. I mean, obviously, it makes a difference how you said it. So then you say, I am a Nazir and you. So then you mean, I'm ready to join Weight Watchers if you are, but I sure as heck aren't going to do it on my own. Whereas if you say, I'm joining Weight Watchers, how about you? Hint, hint. So then, even if she says no, you're still going to go to Weight Watchers. Okay, so how do you know how to read the Braita, says Abaya? Maybe the Braita wasn't the hint, it was, I'm only joining if you're joining. What's wrong with that? So Afila Tema Kidiktani, you can read the words as exactly the same words, but they can mean different things. So the Braita is talking about Kagonda Ka'amarla. He says to her, Hareini Nazir Ve'at, as a statement, in which case, Katoli Nidrobi Nidra, he's now clearly making his better dependent on her nether, exactly as we would understand going to Weight Watchers. That's how we would read it. I'm going to Weight Watchers. How about you? That means, you know, I'm ready to go if you are. If you say, I'm going to Weight Watchers. What about you? And it's a different thing. Then you're saying, I'm going. Now the question is, what about you? Matnitin is talking about, I'm definitely going to Weight Watchers. The amount of wine I've been drinking, if I stop that, I'm going to lose 10 pounds a week. But how about you? So over there, he's not making the letter dependent. In that case, what the Mishnah says is absolutely simple. The Braita would never object to that. The two Nedarim are not linked. They're just hinting. And of course, he could be Matir. He could be Matir her without affecting him in any way. Mefer her. He would still be in Weight Watchers. Okay. All types of contemporary important halachas here. Toshma. Aisha, Shinad Rabban Azir, Nitmeit Vakakah Hefer Labala, Mevia Katata of any Mevia Olato. The Isa, Kadai Baumegis guy is Taitinami Olato. Elamai, Baumioker Akar. Katata of Nami Lotate. That's true of Nami, except that Amani Rebelozra Kafabribi, Tatani Rebelozra Kafabribi, Omer Mata Mudomar. Me'asher chatala nefesh. Chidei zu nefesh chataze. Ela mipnei shetzira atzmo mena yayin nikra chotei. Halo dvarim kalvach omer maze shlo tzira atzmo mena yayin nikra chotei. Hamitzair atzmo mikol davar alakad kama vekama. Toshma, the Tanya bahad, yeah? Ha'isha shenadra benazir v'shamach avrita v'amra v'ani uba ba'ala shal rishona ve'ifer la hi muteret v'chavrita asura. Shma mina Baal Meges Gaez, period. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Amrala, Hareini Kimotech, Shteye Mutarot. Mazut, Rabbi Mori Omer. I know the Rami Bar Chava, the boy Rami Bar Chava. Re alike him, Sar Zer Shalom Imao. Ki mitvas inish, bi ikara matvis, o demon bit snanaka matvis. Midami, atam ki midama, re alike him, Sar Zer Shalom Im. It still makes sense, because at least, Alpha Gavdel Akish and Zrak Damo, what are you going to say? No, because Mikdash Kodesh. But Acha Isar Kadaitik Pitznona Kan Matvis. So what's he saying? Nothing. Hefala Ba'ala, she's not in the Zira at all. She's not at 1% in the Zira. She's nothing. Ikari Amri, indeed, I'm the Rami Bar Chama Vadan. Omla Harini Nizira Bi'ikvayach. What's the meaning of Bi'ikvayach? Maho. Harini Bi'ikvayach, does that mean I'll follow you to the bitter end? Kukula Milta. In which case, over here, if the bitter end was happy, so the Baal was made for it. Then in Sharia, Odilma Kimikame de Leifala Baala Vasira. Well, let's bring you Raya from the Mishnah, Vaisha Shanadra Benazir. Vishama Baala Vamar Vani, which is basically the equivalent of Bi'ikvayach, because it's Biyado to be made for. He only means bi'ikara kamatis. Why can't he make for her? And his netter still be kayam. So therefore, only it's because it's himself. But someone else, a friend, so she would also be mutarat. Lo. Li'olam bi'karakon matvis. The only reason over here he can't be mefer has nothing to do with it's affecting his nezer for heaven's sakes. It's because it's a moment he says, kimadamala va'ani, it's the equivalent of komer kiem l'chidami. Therefore only v'imichel akamato, then matzi mefer, but he'll lo. Areni nazir va'at, va'amra amen, mefer et shalav shalokayam. V'raminu. Areni nazir ve'at, at least that's what we thought he said, v'amra amen, shneihem asurim, v'imlav shneihem mutarim, v'teshitala nidro b'nidra. Amrav Yudah, well, I guess shneihem mefer et shalav shalokayam. Abai Omar, what's the problem? Afilu teima kiriktani, b'raita kegon trika omra areni nazir ve'at, v'katoli nidro b'nidra, matitin ka omda omarla, areni nazir ve'at mai, v'shomachim mefer et shalav shalokayam.